What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministry of Health reported on Monday that 799 COVID-19 infections were reported in the last 24 hours, a figure that has been declining in recent days. 5,755 tests were applied, returning a positivity of 13.9%. The death toll in the last few hours was 9 people, according to the report from the Department of Epidemiology, and a death from an earlier date is updated. While active cases dropped to 19,012, of which 18,570 are in homes isolation and 442 are hospitalised. Well, those in isolation are divided into 18,468 actually at home and 102 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalised, there are 382 in the wards and 60 in the intensive care units. The Minister of Education, Maruja Gorde de Villalobos, declared on the afternoon of Monday that the start of the 2022 school year will be staggered. Gorde de Villalobos explained that this mechanism will be used in educational centres with very high enrolments. She added that several public educational centres had presented this proposal and took the opportunity to recall that this mechanism was already in use in the private sector. I don't think it should cause any confusion, she said. According to the official, they want to avoid large crowds of students and parents, which is one of the recommendations of the Ministry of Health. In this sense, a review of the back-to-school mechanism is carried out. What is wanted is that the first days, small groups enter, and then in the first 10 days of class, the other groups attend. That should not generate any kind of alarm. Gorde de Villalobos reiterated that in the public sector, schools with an enrolment of more than 1,000 students have the proposal to make a staggered return. It is not a progressive return that some will enter in April and others in March. No, this will not be the case, emphasised the minister. The Attorney General's office asked to call a trial in the case that is being investigated for an alleged collection of double salary at the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, UNACHI, and the Ministry of Education, MEDUCA. According to the prosecutor's office, a teacher and two rectors are called to trial for an alleged patrimonial injury of more than $209,000. They are the teacher, Nitzia Munoz, and the rectors, Hector Requena and Ete Vilna de Bonagas. Munoz had a salary at UNACHI of $4,532. This case began to be investigated due to a citizen complaint. After the result of the expansion of the investigation ordered by the Court of Auditors within the investigation carried out by the Attorney General, Waleska Hormechea, it was determined the collection of full-time salaries and remuneration of an official in a school in the city of David and in the UNACHI. The investigation also determined that this official could not prove compliance with the administrative hours in the university centre, which constitutes a possible economic damage to the state for more than $209,000. In addition, in the fiscal hearing, it is indicated that two rectors had alleged permissive behaviour during the period that was investigated for the possible damage to property. The investigation determined that the rectors were presumably aware that the teacher worked at the MEDUCA and consented to her appointment and, therefore, that she continued to hold both positions full-time. A group of artists for Panama expressed its rejection that Carlos Aguilar, who until a few days ago was in charge of the Ministry of Culture, be appointed to the Foreign Service. This was announced by the group in a letter addressed to the Chancellor of the Republic, Erika Moines, and in which they asked her to stop any action in this regard. Last Thursday, February the 10th, the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, announced some changes in his cabinet, among them the departure of Aguilar from Mi Cultura to be appointed to the Panamanian Foreign Office. It was reported on that day. The former minister has been questioned by citizens by virtue of his administrative management of the institution in his charge, including open processes for possible improper management of public funds benefiting people from his personal circle, the note states, and therefore the group of artists for Panama. It is essential that Mr. Aguilar remain in national territory to attend to these investigations. In the letter, they also point out that the contempt and rudeness in public that Aguilar has made to unions and prominent people of the cultural and artistic movement show lack of personality and lack of diplomacy that could lead him to provoke compromising and embarrassing situations during his service in some legation of our republic. In the presidential statement released on Thursday, it was not specified whether Aguilar will be an ambassador, a consul, or what position he will hold, nor did he anticipate where he will go or the reasons for his change. Executive Decree No. 5 of the 14th of February orders the closure of national and municipal public offices in the country on the 28th of February. The decree of the Ministry of Government was sanctioned this Monday by President Laurentino Cortizo, and this rule also recalls the cancellation due to the pandemic of the celebration of Carnival from February the 26th to the 1st of March. However, this Tuesday, the 1st of March, is a day off by legal mandate. However, the foregoing does not constitute an obstacle for the movement of people towards recreation and leisure areas on those days. This movement of people constitutes an important factor for the economic reactivation and the promotion of tourism in Panama, for which the closure of the offices is ordered on Carnival Monday, the norm recalled. Well, Article 2 of the decree orders that officials must work on February 15, 16, 17, 18, 21, 22, 23 and 24 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with the intention to compensate the hours corresponding to the regular working day of February the 28th. Likewise, it exempts public offices that, due to the nature of the service they provide, must remain in operation, such as the National Aqueduct and Sewer Institute, hospitals, clinics, polyclinics, health centres and health units of both the Caja Social Security and the Ministry of Health. Also excluded are postal services, the Panama Fire Jura Department, the National Civil Protection System, the Transit and Land Transportation Authority, the Panama Metro SAR, Panama Mass Transportation SAR, and the National Immigration Service. Others that are excluded from the norm are the branches of the Public Force, the Civil Aeronautical Authority, Tocumen SA, the National Customs Authority, Agricultural Quarantine of the Ministry of Agricultural Development, the Electricity Transmission Company, the Electricity Generation Company, and entities auxiliary to international trade that provide their services in the ports. The budgets of the judicial branch and the public ministry must be included directly in the general budget of the state, according to Article 214 of the Constitution, and the decision of the executive to ignore this provision entails an alteration that generates conflicts between the organs of the state. These reasonings are included in a ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice that on the 23rd of December of 2021 declared unconstitutional Articles 7 and 8 of Law 176 of November the 13th of 2020, which approved the general budget of the state for the year 2021. The president of the National Bar Association, Juan Carlos Arruz, who demanded the law, said that the ruling obliges the executive and the legislative to respect the budgets of the judicial organ and the public ministry. The budgets of the judicial branch and the public ministry must be respected by the executive as they are sent to it by both entities. The opposite implies ignoring the constitutional power that both institutions have to formulate their respective budgets, which in turn entails an alteration that generates conflicts between the organs of the state, specifically with regard to the principle of separation of powers and judicial independence. The budget presented by the judicial branch for that year was $279 million, and the Ministry of Economy and Bonds, the MEF, assigned the sum of $182.2 million, and that means that it was cut by $96.7 million. Meanwhile, the public ministry prepared a budget of $200.8 million and the Ministry of Economy and Finance assigned $145.3 million, which accounts for a cut of more than $55 million. Well, according to the court's ruling, Articles 7 and 8 of Law 176 violated Articles 214 of the Constitution, which establishes that both institutions will formulate their respective budgets and will send them to the executive for inclusion in the general state budget project. The ruling specifies that based on the aforementioned article of the political constitution, the judicial branch and the public ministry have the power to determine their budget aimed at ensuring the fulfillment of their purposes and meeting their operational needs. It was stressed that the ruling is mandatory, so it must be complied with by the executive and the legislative bodies. In Panama, there are more than 100,000 people looking for a job. They compete for a few job opportunities when economic growth is focused on the external sector, specifically due to the contributions of the canal and mining, both with highly technical requirements. The rating agency Fitch Ratings warned in its latest report of the weakness of domestic demand and cited two sectors in particular, construction and the retail trade, which represents 27% of the country's jobs. This largely reflects the difficult situation of thousands of people to get a formal and full-time job. Data from the Comptroller General of the Republic indicates that as of the October of 2021, there were 108,975 people looking for work. Of this total, 57,791 were women and 51,184 were men. The vast majority are between the ages of 20 and 24. It is about 32,255 in full productive age in the mentioned age range. Panama is facing a historic labour crisis, as the consultant René Quevedo points out. All the employment expansion in the last 2 years has been in the public sector. The economy is not generating new jobs. Between 2019 and 2021, 238,000 private formal jobs were lost, including the 30,000 workers who were reactivated and then laid off, while 71,000 civil servants were added. In January of 2022, 463,000 people received the so-called Vale Digital Subsidy, precisely because they cannot find a job. The limitations in the production capacity of car manufacturers is putting pressure on the local vehicle distribution chain. It is an international phenomenon from which Panama does not escape and that translates into a reduction of inventories and increases in delivery times. President of the Association of Car Dealers of Panama, Bogdan Batinovic, told La Prensa that the origin of the production problems lies in the shortage of microchips and semiconductors, which limits the production capacity of manufacturers, and that the level of impact on the capacity to meet demand is uneven. He said that before they had vehicles in stock and that now what arrives is usually pre-sold and there is a very low level of inventory. Regarding the delivery times for cars that are not in stock, he said that they can be between 90 to 180 days, so we're looking from 3 to 6 months. He said that for special orders it used to take about 90 days and that time has now doubled. The situation of low production together with the increase in maritime transport freight also puts pressure on vehicle prices. Batinovic agreed that it is still paradoxical that after the economic impact caused by the pandemic, the sector has more difficulties on the supply side than on the demand side, which is recovering. And that's it. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.